tuned into 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. We've got another segment of Exposure. Who's excited? We all are. We all are excited. Today in the station, we have Owen Doherty, and he's going to play some awesome music for us. Thank you for coming in. Why don't you play us a song?
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me. All right. Killer in the waiting room, he's got his eyes on me. He better call my name up soon, because he ain't got the guts to kill the time, but he sure got enough to kill mine. In this waiting room, magazines full of cheap dreams, they sit on the table, but I've never seen lives like on the screen. It's really just so hard to believe in anything. In the corner grows darker in the day. That's when he walks over to me. Sits right down beside me. But he tells me not to worry. And he asks me how I'm doing, and we talk about the weather till it's time. There's no pillow in this room, not a blanket in sight, nowhere to rest my weary eyes. That one's called Waiting Room.
Waiting Room. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us about you a little bit.
Yeah, awesome. My name is Owen Doherty. I'm from D.C., and I love to write songs recently in a lot of open tunings. I just like the way the chords can sound when there's less rules on the guitar. So, and I've been writing a lot of songs about waiting, and as you can probably hear from that last song, and trying to figure out how quickly time moves.
What are you waiting for?
It's a great question. That's a lot of my songs have a lot of ambiguity as to what I'm waiting for, what I am trying to figure out, a lot of question marks. But if you like question marks and questions of that sort, waiting.
Ooh. I can enjoy a good question mark.
Is your songwriting process like going through like certain phases, like, oh, like I'm gonna write a bunch of songs about waiting, I'm gonna write a bunch of songs about this, like, is that how it comes to you, you know?
My songwriting process is not super set in stone. It's less conscious. It's more like, it's if I feel a certain way, I sit and I try to write about it, and there's not really a goal with it. I'm not quite sure, like, I don't outline it. There's not like a, this is what I want the meaning to be. It's almost like a reflection as I'm writing, like you're journaling or something, but there's an incentive to make it worthwhile, you know, make it sound nice.
Nice.
Very interesting.
This is a very intense exposure segment, I feel. Usually I feel like people that come in here, it's like really...
Well, the singer-songwriter-ness yeah. about it is a lot more just like chilling.
It's very intense,
yeah. It is a very nice room. I'm loving the lighting in here.
Very intimate.
Yeah.
For sure. So you wrote Waiting Room. How long ago did you write it?
That one I wrote in probably December or January of 2023 or January of 2024.
Approximately a year ago.
Approximately a year ago. Yeah, I don't think the month is the most important, but
it's okay.
yeah, wrote that probably over winter break last year, waiting to come back to school to get back to some music. Yeah.
Nice. Do you wanna play another one?
I've got another one, yeah. It's this one's called I Chase My Tail. Around every bend.
it still. Neither of you, so I'll keep looking. I'll run in circles if I have to.
You have such a delicate sound. It's very, it like fills up the room, and yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's cool.
Really nice.
You had very much reminded me of maybe a little Paul Simon, a little bit, maybe an Elliott Smith situation, perchance. Why don't you tell us about some of your inspirations?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that before I changed my tuning. I listened to a lot of Nick Drake last year, and I was very curious how he has a very unique sound, I feel like. A lot of finger picking, but also the chords he hits are very, you don't really hear them anywhere else. And so I was curious, I found out that he uses like an open C tuning. It's C, G, C, F, C, E. And it's a very, like, I don't know, it kind of matches the question of like the vibe of a question, and also just the chords that you can hit on it are very, I don't know, they feel like they're standard chords, but they have a little bit of extra fun to them, and so I've been using a lot of those chords and a lot of those tunings for all the songs I've written for this new album, and yeah, I've been kind of figuring it out as I go, so there's not like a Nick Drake's tuning was a big inspiration, and then just kind of exploring the world of open tunings from there followed.
What's your overall like relationship with music theory? Do you think it inspires you, or you know, what kind of stuff do you get from it?
From music theory, I know some basic theory. I know like I had to learn how to read music, and I am familiar with like the key, like you have the 1, 4, 5, they kind of form a chord. But with open tuning, I've found that I didn't need to know as much, and music theory is difficult, and I am not exceptionally gifted at learning music theory, and so open tuning's really helped because there's a lot more flexibility for mistakes, and a lot of my mistakes in learning like how to play in tunings have shown me new chords or new sounds. That a lot of things sound good in open tunings. It's hard to mess up, and I really appreciate that. But also, like, if you know where all the spots are, you know, then it's all, you know, it's more forgiving, I've found, than music theory is.
So you're talking about a lot of open tuning. Does, when you are writing your songs, so do you write the melody first, or do you write the guitar parts before the vocal parts, or do you have lyrics that come first? What sounds like it's more about the music than it is about the words?
Yeah, it's all of the above, really. I mean, like, it depends. Sometimes there's like I usually write a song when something's kind of nagging in my head, and that's either a thought, a phrase, a rhyme, or some melody or something, and sometimes I'll just sit down with my guitar and I'll start messing around and I'll figure something out, some melody on the guitar, and then that's typically how it goes. You figure out some melody by accident and then start kind of humming along, but it varies. It goes both directions. That's what is exciting about it. You never know.
I was wondering, so you said you're from DC, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are your favorite places to go eat there?
To go eat?
I heard there's good food.
There's a really good, there's some really good pupusas at Tortilla Cafe, Easter Market. If you haven't had a good pupusa,
I don't even know what that is.
There's a lot of good Salvadorian food. It's like a meat and cheese, like pancake, with like pickled cabbage and like hot sauce. And
you're blowing my mind right now. That sounds delicious.
I'm blowing my own mind just thinking about it right now. It's tough. It's very, yeah, that would be a good spot I would recommend if you're ever visiting.
Are there any special music spots to you in DC? Any places that like inspired you or do you have a connection with over there?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm deeply inspired by any venues, but I do love the 930 Club. They, it's a really cool, like smaller venue. They've been in DC forever. I think they've moved. I wasn't around for when they were at a different location, but, they get some really cool shows in there. Yeah, it's like they get big names and it's also just small and you feel very, close to the music as well. That's my favorite venue in DC.
Those are the best kind of clubs, the really small ones with big names.
Mm-hmm. How do you fit such a big name in a tiny club?
Big name, tiny club?
Yeah.
Can't even fit it through the door.
Yeah, probably not.
Let's listen to another song.
Awesome. This one I actually wrote pretty recently. It's not on any album, but I'm excited about it, so here we go. That one's pretty new. If I don't have a name for something, I usually just go for the first line of it. So that's Between the Lines.
Between the Lines. How new is it?
I finished that one about last week or so.
Wow, fresh.
Yeah, very fresh. It's exciting because the first half was written before that, and then I came back to it and kind of added on to the end. Split pretty evenly down the middle of timing on that one. Yeah.
Very cool. So when you get like ideas for songs and stuff, are they always ideas for songs? Like when you have an idea, do you always put it into a song or do you put it into other things?
I'd like to. Doesn't always work out as I'd hope. If I have, there's a lot of lines that are floating around and they find their way into songs if they're needing. I usually write down a line or a word or something if it's like, if I hear it a lot, if I think of it a lot, if I think it's cool. There's a lot of cool words, so you kind of just want to remember them when you think of them so that when you might need them to write. Other times you sit down and write a song and it all comes out. I know, it sounds ridiculous.
Coolest word ever. What's the coolest word ever?
Oh, shoot.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, see, if I had written one down, then I'd be ready. See, that's the thing. I'll have a favorite word for you soon enough.
Yeah, you can wait on it for a sec.
Yeah.
Speaking of writing things down, you got a lot of notebooks going on over here. Is there like a rhyme?
Is there
whatever happening over here? Do you got something specific happening for each notebook, or is it just?
Generally there's like a theme to my notebooks. There's one over there that one over there has a lot of songs in it. It's been my songwriting notebook for a few years. This one here is more of a miscellaneous attempt at being productive.
Right.
That lasted for a few weeks this semester of like writing down when I would sit down and do work, I'd write down like, all right, I'm going to do this, and I actually found it in my desk today. Don't know when I had forgotten about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're just like the rest of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Surprisingly. No.
Surprisingly? No. Whoa.
You're better than me or something?
That's crazy. We just established that I'm just like the rest.
Nice.
I've got to change up my...
Very cool.
...tuning for this next one. Yes.
Yeah. If you want to come over here, you can do that. It's not for each.
Okay. Okay, my question, obviously great local music scene here in Burlington. I was wondering if you have a dream collaboration, local or otherwise.
A dream collaboration. That's a really good question. I wish I could have a better, a deeper knowledge of a lot of the local bands, because there's some, like, whenever I've gone out and seen some bands, they sound really good, and I hope that I could keep up with them, so I'd love to be able to collaborate with any of, like, Soap the band, they rock, I don't know if my guitar, like, they don't probably do any acoustic open tunings, unfortunately, but if I could play with, Wilco at some, like, if that would be a really cool collaboration, even just like sitting and watching. Wilco would be cool.
Any venues
that
you would like to play at?
Any and all. I've not played any shows really. Any venue that's listening, sign me up.
Book him.
I don't have any dream venues. It's unfortunate, not a ton of dreams to recount, but I would love to play some venues here. Radio Beam was teasing me for a little bit if they would let me play there, but they haven't gotten back, so we'll see.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you listened to the new Wilco stuff that just came out?
How recent? I don't know.
Not like mega recent, but like not that old either. I think it within this year.
Definitely. Probably have, but I'm not sure I remember specifically.
I don't remember what it is either, the title of it anymore. It was good though. I enjoyed.
It's always a very relaxing, soothing vibe.
For sure.
Jeff Tweedy can do no wrong. Actually, probably can't, but he doesn't really.
What is it? A ghost is born. Yeah, nice.
Oh yeah, some good ones. They had an EP over the summer, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, when did it come out?
Did
you say
2025?
Yeah.
February 7th.
Bro, that was like a few weeks ago. It's crazy fresh. I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn to write music? How old were you when you began? How did you learn to play the guitar?
Yeah. Well, I started playing ukulele when I was younger, when like 9 or 10. That was a lot of fun. And then I was waiting till my hands could reach over like the full neck size to play guitar. And once that happened, I started playing guitar. I think I started trying to write songs when I was probably 12 or 13, right in that sweet spot of middle school angst and ennui and knowing how to play some chords now. I did some songwriting camps with some very generous local musicians in DC. Camps Camp, that's what they had, an acronym. Actually, it's on the notebook somewhat. But just over time, picking up, like learning how to think of some prompts or like just get out all the bad ideas, because there's some good ones in them, you know. I don't know, it's a lot of patience that I've had to learn with writing songs and being okay with like leaving some stuff and coming back to it, or leaving some stuff and forgetting about it, or just like when you start writing and you know it's a good one and you just keep going and it comes out how you want it to. It's a rare case, but it's great when it happens.
Have you thought of collaborating with other people? Like, have you always just considered yourself like, I'm just going to be a singer-songwriter making my songs with my single instrument? Like, what kind of...
No, I love playing with other people. I love recording with other people. In DC, my good friend John Wood I record with him. He's a really great bass player, and we record, like, that's where I record a lot of my music. When I record my stuff for streaming, and it's like a full band. Sometimes we do some live recordings, but anything that I've done, very minimal performances. So anything I've done with more people has either been just playing to have fun or playing to record, or but I'd love to get some band stuff together. That would be exciting. I think I play by myself mostly because I have not gone out and found people to play with, really. It's probably as simple as that. But I'd love to change that.
Nice. Would you play us another song?
I'd love to, yeah. This one is, actually, this one just came out. I put a single out on the 13th called The Globe, and this is that single. Sound weird to anyone? Okay. No, yeah, it's a little disappointing when you thought you had it. So that was a bit of a fun moment. Okay. Spin me around and start me when there's a place you've landed on. It's right under your finger, on top of somewhere in to
to come back and see you again.
That was bothering you there a little bit.
Yeah, no, I it wasn't worth trying to figure out which. I thought it was one string at first, then it turned out to be multiple strings, and then returned to just going through it.
Well,
but you
sounded
should
great.
Listen to, actually, you should listen to the better version of that song, which is on all streaming platforms. The
yes,
Globe.
Will do. And it's how do we find that?
You can look me up on Spotify, on iTunes, any place you listen to music, really. My Instagram is, has links to everything.
What's your Instagram?
It is Owen T and then Doherty, which is Doherty. Very fun spelling. You get to go across the top of the keyboard. It's for the last part. It's very rewarding, I would say.
I'm gonna have to try it now that you said that.
So on that song, is it like on the recording of it, your better version of it, is it just the like you and the guitar, or is it like with like a band?
Yeah, that song we record with that one we have a band, so you might be worried when you start listening to it because it'll just be me and a guitar, but we get some drums. All the bass on the album that we've recorded is stand up, like it's acoustic bass. It's really going for like a warm room kind of vibe. But yeah, we got piano and there's bass and some drums and it. Yeah, it sounds really nice with a full setup.
That's great.
Do you write the parts to the other instruments as well?
I bring the songs to my friend Woody, and he and I come up with the other parts. Again, a bit of an aversion to music theory. So when you like, it's a great situation where we both kind of understand what it could sound like. Just throw ideas out, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, nice. We keep going. We kind of just get in there and just throw ideas out. It's a lot of fun.
I have a random question.
Yeah.
A classic exposure question. If you were a body of water, what body of water would you be?
I've actually never heard that exposure question in my entire life.
I know, but aren't we supposed to ask like random questions, or am I just crazy?
Well, we could do that.
No, it's actually a question I feel the most comfortable answering so far. I think
nice.
I think I don't know if there's a specific term for it, but it's like halfway between like a brook and a creek. That might be the same thing.
Extreme?
Yeah, but like one like you could step in and go like up to your like above your ankle, you know? It's not like a tiny little creek, but it's got a little bit of depth to it, you know? Enough to like to get your ankles wet.
I feel like this creek has really good rock skipping rocks in it.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking like clear water or like a dirty water creek?
Why would it be a dirty water creek?
I feel like it's a fair question, but I feel like the answer is as clear as the water, you know.
It's a good answer.
It's a clear creek.
It's a clear creek.
Yeah.
Right.
It's got creek written all over it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think halfway between a creek and a brook. Do you have you thought about your answer as well?
I would say maybe like a nice stream, like not creek like at all, though, like very small. Okay. From like maybe a rainstorm or something.
Oh, temporary.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Aren't we all, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Bro. Did you think of your favorite word yet? Or your weirdest word?
All of this water talk has made me think that bubble is a great word because it feels like you could, you know, it's like a sound in the middle.
Sounds like
bubble.
What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
That's my word of the hour, I would say.
Word
yeah.
of the hour.
Yeah.
Bubble.
Don't want to overcommit to it.
I like it.
Can you overcommit to a word in an hour?
In a single hour.
Yeah, I you could, I think, but you know, that's why you should never be too safe. Never True. Be too careful here, you know. It's always good to be careful. Nice. Yeah, I've got another song for you guys if you like. This one is going to be on the album as well. It's coming out in April. It's called Closer.
Too, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's true. That's a very exciting one. That one also has a better version coming out. You talk about band, like having a band backing you up. That one has a very, very lively band backing it up, and it's very exciting for a more acoustic album.
Very cool. Have you ever written? This is gonna sound. Have you ever written like really silly songs before?
Yeah, that's the thing, is I always try to write a serious song, and I look back on some, and they're retrospectively silly, I would say. Never intentionally. Yeah.
Interesting.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be like real concerned about something. Like, I mean, if I have a pretty deep archives coming from like when I started, you know, thinking I was writing songs, and they exist.
It's like a journal, basically.
Yeah, recorded anywhere?
No. No.
Nice.
Never. No record of that.
No record.
Yeah. The only proof that I've written a song is in this room.
I'm gonna burn it. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
That would be devastating, but exciting too, you know, like a temporary storm stream that Thaddeus is talking about.
So true. Yeah, but I could sense the soul coming out of you on that one there. That was exciting, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting to play. Appreciate it. I got more songs if you want to hear, if you have more, I don't know, I'm up for anything.
As are we. You got a question? Why don't you come over here and speak it?
Guest question coming up.
We got a cute little audience out here. It's awesome. I can't see what's happening. Ivy?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can just, yeah. Okay.
We can share this one. You got it. You.
Yes. Hi, Owen.
Hello.
So a big part of your identity as a musician is DC. I'm wondering, what's your favorite band from DC? They've got a rich history.
I don't know if they're actually from DC. I know that they are initially from, but Citizen Cope is a really cool band from DC. A lot of I found out about, like, my dad was always listening to him. But Citizen Cope went to a high school in DC. Grew up there, at least. Not sure where else he's been playing music, but I like Citizen Cope.
Awesome. Thank you.
How do you feel about Bad Brains? You into that at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Emerson is. Wait, what is it called?
Bad Brains?
Bad Brains.
It's like this, like, punk band.
Oh, you showed me them.
And they're reggae.
From what from what Emerson has shown me, they're pretty electric. Pretty cool. They sound really cool.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get into them from your hometown, man.
I know. Yeah. Next. Yeah. I'll do some Bad Brains covers for sure. I think I've got.
I think I
matched their vibe perfectly.
Sure.
Punk. Yeah, that sounds like a cool vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got three more songs. I think I've been counting correctly.
Yeah, I could definitely do three more. Let me see. I'm gonna need 1 second to adjust. This is the downside of
It's okay, because when you're, like, super famous and rich, then you could just have a bunch of different guitars and they could just stay in the same tuning the whole time,
and you'll have people to tune them for
you'll have an assistant that'll walk them over to you and they'll just, like, trade them out. What's the best concert you've ever been to? / what was your first concert?
My first concert was actually, it was The Who.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. It was The Who, but I think they're missing somebody. I was really young. I can't remember who exactly they were missing. So that tells you a lot about how big of a Who fan I am, of the Who fan I am.
But your parents are cool, obviously.
Yeah,
To the Who concert.
No, that was it. I actually, probably my favorite concert is a Watch House. You know, Watch House, like a bluegrass duet. They're from, like, North Carolina, one of the Carolinas, North Carolina it is. I'm going with North Carolina. Just a very soothing, beautiful, soft, and lots of great harmonies that they have on there.
Cool. What was that called again?
They're called Watch House.
Watch House.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
What's your dream concert?
Definitely Wilco. I said it before, but that's more one of the recent ones. It's just, like, it's so possible, and it just hasn't happened, and that's, like, the nagging thing of it. It's like, I just gotta see Wilco soon, you know? Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome. How do you, never mind. Never mind, actually. You've got one.
I was just gonna say, I have seen Wilco live, and it was on.
Have you actually?
Yes, and it was on. I'm forgetting his name. Jeff's birthday.
Really?
It was his birthday, and it was really.
That's
cool.
A special moment.
Yeah,
like, I bet.
Crazy. It was in Portland. No, Portland, Maine. I saw him at Thompson's
See,
Point.
I might be one of the only people here who's not seen a Wilco concert.
It was great. It was, like, very nice. Obscure,
Radio Cure.
Who else gets upset about that one? Y'all know it? Welcome.
Is that it? Oh, no, I don't know what you're...
That's okay. I'm not going to sing it for you, but...
Okay.
Well, that's a good one.
If it comes to you in the moment and you feel like bursting out into song,
if I
just
like
let me know and I will
song?
I will stop.
Wow, that would be history.
I will let you know.
Okay.
History made. The interviewer starts to sing.
Why don't you kick it?
Oh, yeah, okay. So this one is another single called These Walls. It's coming out next month.
But I don't know the language, and I can't translate. If I had my druthers, they'd be covered in a fresh coat of paint. This bed, it ain't got no springs, just a square piece of cloth sitting out in the rain. With each passing day, the hope goes away and it melts into the dirt. So I pack mine in 7 milk crates. I don't drink dairy, but the storage is great. They never fit in the aeroplane, so I always leave them behind. And I tell you everything that I find interesting. Tell me if it's boring. I just wanted you to hear. This bird, it ain't got no wings, it's just feathers and legs and a beak on his head. He's tied to a string and he's tied to a branch, so he never falls down again.
Very nice, very nice. What was that called again?
That one's called These Walls. You're seeing the theme. The same, just the first line.
Very cool.
That one was very melodic. I enjoyed that little descending scale happening there.
Yeah, thank you. That's the fun part about this one.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you have an album. What's the album called?
Album is called Stand Still. It'll be 8 songs coming out in May. And then I've got a few singles coming out up until that point.
Cool, cool. What's it like making an album? And honestly, okay, I have an album question. When you put the songs in their order, like, how does that happen? Because it's always a mystery to me.
It still is a mystery to me. I have not sorted out the order yet, honestly. Okay. The way I think about it, or the way I'm trying to approach it, is there's a chronological order to when the songs were written, but there's also each song kind of has a different feeling. Some are like just like upbeat or slow, and also just what the song kind of means. I think like the song I opened with today, Waiting Room, is like the first one I wrote for this album, and I want to open with that. But apart from that, I think I'll just try to put the best ones on the outside, on the top and the bottom, and let everyone else listen to the middle when they want to, you know.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Yeah.
Do you just choose your favorites to put out as singles first?
Well, this is my first time putting an album. I'm kind of making it up as I go, and the recording process, like the way we have it, is like we just tried to get all the tracks recorded first, and then whatever was furthest along in the mixing was whatever one sounded the best to us, and so that's how we picked the three singles that we're putting out. It could have been any of the songs if we made them sound better earlier, but it turned out to be The Globe, which already came out, and then that one I just played will be March 13th, and then a month after that I'll have Closer coming out.
Awesome. Do you have any non-musical, I mean, I'm sure you do, but what are your non-musical influences?
Influences, non-musical influences on my music, or just influences in general?
In general, on your music, whatever, yeah.
I think it's really beautiful outside up in Vermont, and that's a great, like, waking up and seeing mountains and is something that's new to me, at least. That's a pretty cool inspiration to, like, just be outside and be happy when there's beautiful things around you.
Or sad, to be honest. Being sad when beautiful things around is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, honestly. Then you feel a bit more comforted in your sadness. Yeah. Other influences? I don't know. I should probably think about what's influencing me a bit more, if I can't tell right now. But, it's a great place to be. It's a very influential place. I feel like it's influenced me since getting here.
Definitely. Especially because of WRUV, because we're awesome.
Especially because of WRUV. Did I not say that earlier? I feel like I...
You don't have to say it. That's okay. We know it. You don't have to say it.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you play us another song?
Awesome. I would love to. And unfortunately, I need to do this one more time. Last time.
What is your process in picking your album cover, and if there is one? And are you... I know some people, like, they come up with a picture, or they take a picture and then that's your album cover. So are you ever basing a song off of a picture that you want to be like a song cover and album cover?
Yeah, I have like a concept of the... actually, I have a drawing that I've made. I've been really excited about drawing all of my covers recently, because I don't know, a lot of people have really cool album covers, and I just used pictures for my stuff last year, and I wanted to, you know, I don't know, my stuff has been like post-it note drawings with like stick people so far, for like the Globe that I had like stick people, but yeah, for the album cover, it's like there's like there's two stick figures on either side of a horizontal line, and as you can imagine, one is facing upwards and one is upside down, and the arms of the stick figure are the T in stand and also the T in still. So it's very, very deep, very layered artwork. And it's easy to make block prints for, because I would love to make some merch. So I tried to just make it and then focus on the music more, but I wanted to do it myself this time. So... that's an exciting part, but I don't think it influenced much of the music, but it was exciting to feel like I had captured some of the feeling of the whole album in at least a way that made sense to me. Yeah. Okay, this one is not on the album. This one I wrote actually last month or so, but it's exciting to play recent stuff because it's new to everyone. Sorry. same mistake again. And
yeah, take your time.
I'm wondering what's going on with your socks. Are those monkeys?
I think they're meditating Sasquatches.
I see.
That might sound like I'm making it up, but I do think that is what they were. I feel like it's either really specific or really vague, but I think they're quite calm Sasquatches.
Oh, they're nice. Do they have an origin story or like a gift?
Actually, well, yeah, I bought them as a gift because I really liked them. And I felt like I could give them as a gift, and I tried to like go halfway and give someone one sock, and I keep the other one. But then it didn't fit, so I got both socks.
Oh, that's lucky for you.
How does that happen?
That's a crazy
very strategically
gift
is how it happened. It's kind of
romantic, though.
Yeah, and it was romantic in its conception, but not in the follow through. But I'm happy. I got a cool pair of socks.
Man.
Yeah.
Selfish. What would say?
Lucky. Yeah.
Lucky. Yeah. You could be lucky too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say that.
I can be many things.
Contain right. Multitudes.
That's the beauty of it all.
Yeah. Under the door, shadow on the floor, it's moving, it's blocking the light. Found a leak when you spoke.